AWS Lambda goes deeper. Micro-VMs, workflow tools, and new languages. AWS Lambda's announcement that it is exposing micro-VM primitives directly to developers scored 337 points and 188 comments. Substantial engagement for an infrastructure story. Lambda has always run on Firecracker, the lightweight virtualization technology AWS open-sourced in 2018, which spins up minimal virtual machines in under 125 milliseconds. What changed is that developers can now control the full micro-VM lifecycle. Starting a sandbox, warming it up, keeping it alive, injecting a workload, and tearing it down, with granular control at each step. That shift meaningfully expands what Lambda can handle. Previously, execution time limits and stateless constraints ruled out browser automation for web scraping, execution of untrusted code for competitive programming platforms, and variable size AI model inference. Full lifecycle control removes most of those constraints. The security community's interest centers on the proper sandboxing. This enables for AI coding assistants that run generated code to verify outputs, a use case growing rapidly across the industry. Hacker News commenters noted that AWS is productizing an infrastructure pattern pioneered by startups including Flight.io and Modal Labs, which built businesses on Firecracker-based isolation. A related ShowHN, DBossify, presented itself as a drop-in replacement for the workflow orchestration system Temporal, built on Postgres. The pitch, durable execution without running a separate stateful temporal cluster, drew skepticism about replicating Temporal's subtle guarantees, but genuine interest in the operational simplicity. The Fusion programming language, which scored 83 points and 37 comments, takes a strong position on capability-based safety. Its type system encodes not just what types code operates on, but what operations, I/O, network access, memory allocation, code is permitted to perform at all. Hacker News commenters noted that capability-based security in languages has a long research history stretching back to the E-language and object capability systems of the early 2000s, and raised the familiar question of whether practical ergonomics can match theoretical elegance.